This is an Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash production. Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast, guys. I'm the host of Southwest Texan Dede Cruz with my brother, my co-host, Greg DeMarc, and we're coming to you live from Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash. What's going on, Greg, brother?
Good evening, Dede. How are you this evening?
Mask on, mask off, just like the undeniable one says. We're doing great.
Only way to be, great.
That's how we're going to do it. So, yeah, man, we got a great guest tonight. He had to cut the interview a little short because something happened. But Ian Decay will be returning to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. He will be calling in around 7:30. He's got a couple stories to tell everybody, and he's got a story about whose diaper he changed back in the day. And it's one of the best indie wrestlers, if not one of the best wrestlers in the world.
Man, I'm excited to hear story time with Ian Decay again, man. It's always a fun time.
Dude, it's always for the first stories he told, man, it could only get better from there. So, you know, it's only fate that we get the story time with Ian Decay.
And if you follow Ian Decay on social media, man, the guy's a riot. One of the most entertaining guys I follow on social media that... If you were here, if you caught the episode, the first episode with Ian Decay, man, his stories are awesome. He pulls no punches, he takes no prisoners, and you know he'll call out anybody on anything.
And he'll take a bus to wherever you want to go if you want to fight him.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's right. That's what he said. So he don't get
to the D.
Yeah, we got him on the plate. We're going to get him on the plate to Detroit because he wants to be here for XI next Sunday, and he wants to go all the way to SummerSlam. Listen to me. HorrorSlam. He wants to go all the way to HorrorSlam. He wants to see the best Michigan's that got to offer, and hopefully if we could get these blessings, we can get Greg DeMarc, the Southwest Texan, and Ian Decay on commentary for HorrorSlam.
That would be a fun time. I love doing commentary. We'll have messed around with it a little bit.
We're going to make that out. We're going to make that call out. We're going to make that call out to Briar and Rachel. We need to get on that commentary table for the night. It'll be the Southwest Texan Dede Cruz, the Greg the Mark, and Ian Decay on commentary. That's one hell of a triple threat that I can say on the commentary table, because we can call match for match and go comedy with it, and then we can we'll have fun. That would be super nice for that night.
I think we could hold it down. I think we could do a good job.
Oh, you know we can. We could call match for match. We do it every time we go to a match together, brother.
We dabbled around in the commentary a little bit, like you said. We can call it move for move, hold for hold, you know.
Yeah, we do it all the time, man. I'm telling you, it's fun. And if anyone from the Open Talk Radio family wants to come out, because I would love to have you guys out at an indie show, come out. We would love to have you guys from the Gorilla Position to anywhere on Open Talk Radio. Martez is going to be there on the 5th to see Capital Vices. That's going to be a nice weekend again, brother. This time, brother, you're going to come. I'm going to make sure you come.
I'll be there.
I will call the Godfather, and I will personally take care of your ticket. I promise.
There you go.
I appreciate you.
Man, I will come and get you, man. You drop me an address. I will come and get you.
Yep, definitely.
Straight shoot. Swear to God, I'll come and get you. I went 30 miles to Lincoln Park to pick Day-Day up just to go to wrestling.
Yes, he did.
Man.
True story.
Y'all some real brothers for sure. I remember that.
I'm going to do it again Friday, and I'm going to do it again Saturday evening.
And next Friday and Saturday and Sunday. We're going to have fun.
Yes. Absolutely. We got Pro Wrestling All-Stars again Friday. It's their third week in a row. They've been running another Knights of Columbus show. And then Saturday we got Metro Pro with, my brother Day-Day is going to be
Metro
video
filming
the event.
Yes, I will be.
That's right. I'll be there to support my brother.
Big Bubba, man, we got a big show going on. Metro Pro got 7 matches so far. It's going to be on Eureka Road at RK Incorporated on your, like I said, on Eureka Road in Southgate, Michigan. They got 7 matches announced so far, so go on Metro Pro Wrestling on Facebook and check it out. They got great matches. They got great champions, the Heritage Champion, and their heavyweight champion, Nate Matson. I'm sorry. Nate Matson is their heavyweight champion in MPW. Jason Page is their Heritage champion. He said, fuck that guy.
Yeah. That guy still owes me chicken strips and a tequila.
Uh-oh. Chicken strips and a tequila. That sounds like a great combo.
Man, it
that
was
like a great combo.
Until he come and went ape shit on our table and knocked our shit all over the floor.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he bashed a guy on our table, spilled our shit everywhere. Yeah, fuck Nick Matson. I want to see him get beat up every opportunity I get. So I will be there
to
cheer
on
whoever has an opportunity to whoop Nate Matson.
You might see it Saturday at Metro Pro Wrestling. So make sure everybody comes to Metro Pro. It's
going to
be an outside event. And Metro throws on, it's a family fun show. So you can bring your family. You can make sure you can bring your family. It's a family fun show, but it's all pro wrestling, and it's a great show. Ran by Bubba, like I said. Johnny Atkins on Facebook, Metro Pro Wrestling on Facebook.
Bubba!
Bubba! So, yeah,
Bubba.
It's going to be a great show. It's going to be a great show. So if anybody wanted to give Greg the Mark in the Southwest Texan a call, give us a call, area code 646-668-8672. If you want to give a call in and talk about wrestling, what was your guys' favorite wrestling part of the week? Was it Monday Night Raw, AEW, NXT, SummerSlam? My boy, I'm sorry, you guys are going to hate me. But my boy, Roman Reigns, came back, and he came back pretty much as a heel, guys. Wreck all and leave. Wreck everyone and leave. Wreck everyone and leave. So, Roman, what about his teeth, guys? I mean, I'm sorry, Roman. I mean, you got your teeth fixed. I noticed, dude. So,
Day-Day and I were watching the show together. We were, 30 miles apart, but we were on the phone and watching the show pretty much most of SummerSlam, actually. And, when, the whole thing with Roman came, I'm like, man, I never noticed. Dude had such perfect teeth. And Day-Day's like, I think he was wearing a mouth guard. And, we just seen it live, and then right after the show on social media, it's just blowing up with, everybody's got something to say about Roman's teeth. I'm like, man, I knew something looked different.
I'm telling you,
and he wasn't
doing
a lot of smiling, man.
Roman, the big dog,
yes,
man.
He
I'm glad
I'm
he's back, though. Roman's my dude. I've been Roman Reigns fan since day one when he debuted with the Shield at 2014 Survivor Series. I remember the whole thing, man. I've been a Roman fan since, even before he left WrestleMania, and even now that he's here. But he's here harder, and he's here to take out everybody.
I'm excited for Heel Roman Reigns.
Uh-oh. It sounds like our guest is here, guys. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're ready for story time,
I'm sorry, this is actually a caller.
It's a caller? Okay.
You want to hear?
What's going on? Welcome to the Radio Wrestling Podcast. You're on with Southwest Texas Day-Day Cruz and Greg DeMarc.
Hi, guys.
Hello. How's it going?
It's going good. How are you?
We can't complain.
We are great.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm looking forward to the CSW show on Saturday.
Okay.
That's in Chicago?
That's in Chicago.
Yeah,
yep.
At Lake of the Hills.
Okay.
Awesome.
I'm pretty sure it's going to be a jam-packed show, and it's going to be full of great matches. I've never been to one, but I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Well, I'm pretty sure if it's an indie one and if it's anything like a great indie show, it's going to be the best show sometimes of your life.
Yeah, considering the last show was in March for CSW.
Oh wow, that's
a long
time.
There's nothing like the indie experience.
No, nothing at all. There's nothing like the indie experience. Like we have Horror Slam, we have MPW, we have a lot. We have a lot of wrestling promotions out here in Michigan, and they're great.
Yep, I'm looking forward to it.
I believe there's a lot of undiscovered talent here in the Midwest, from Chicago, all the way to the East Coast. And we were just talking about Metro Pro. One of my favorite undiscovered talents, Jason Page, the Heritage Champion.
Yeah.
And he's been well-traveled. And I think it's just a matter of time before you guys see him pop up over there in Illinois as a good guy, a bad guy. The guy's a phenomenal talent. He can strike, he can wrestle, he can grapple, he can fly. Jason Page is a hell of a talent.
That's awesome.
Yeah, Jason Page.
My favorite is my buddy Cody James. He has a big match on Saturday.
Oh, wow.
And
big grudge match, right? They're settling a big score, aren't they?
I just want Cody to win because, if he wins, Chris Miller's out of CSW for good.
Oh.
And like I said, I do. And I know Cody does. I listened to an interview the other night with a vice president of Chicagoland Wrestling along with Steve and Cody told Steve, I don't think anybody can stop me, and Steve's like, we don't want nobody to stop you. We just want you to get Miller out of CSW. And I'm thinking, I mean, for Chris to put Cody's family and fans in the middle of everything.
Is this a loser leaves town match?
No, it's a Chicago-style street match.
Chicago street fight. Timeless. Timeless match. You know, you got the Texas Death Match, you got the Chicago Street Fight. It's a staple of, you know, in the wrestling industry.
Yep.
Let's say Cody told me not to wear anything, not to wear my good CSW T-shirt, or make sure I have another one that I don't care that if I get blood on it or not.
My bloodstained merchandise is my favorite stuff. I got an MM3 shirt that is soaked in Jeff King's blood. I had it. It was all over my face, all over my shirt. My son's like, Daddy,
you
got blood on your face.
Jeff,
I'm like, I know this is
you know
fucking
what my
awesome.
Favorite shirt is? Hey, Greg, you know what my favorite shirt is? I have my podcast shirt. I remember I bought that thing brand new last year. I bought it brand new when I had it when I first started the YouTube one. And then Peter B. looked at it, and he said, death match, and he's like, there's no blood on this? He grabs his blood after his match, and he smears it all over my shirt. I was like, wow.
Did you just say Jeff King?
Yes, the old timer.
No, you know Jeff King? I love Jeff King.
Yes, I do know Jeff.
Oh,
Jeff
one
King
of my favorite
awesome.
Guys, man.
Jeff
I got the
is.
New Jeff King shirt. He's wrestling a bear.
Yeah.
So the
old
timer Jeff King will be going one on one with undeniable Briar Wellington at Horror Slam for the Horror Slam Heavyweight Championship. The title Jeff King never lost.
I met Jeff when he was wrestling for Tim Wilde for Powerhouse Championship Wrestling.
Okay. Yeah, I seen that match when it was posted on Facebook. I don't remember when, but I remember seeing that.
Yeah.
You always get your money's worth when Jeff King is on the card.
Oh, yeah. And then he wrestled for Next Generation, which is a new promotion here in my hometown, the Streeter. So I got to see him then. Or I got to see him wrestle then.
Would you like to see some other Jeff King matches?
Yes, please.
Check out Deathmatch Wrestling Podcast 313 on YouTube. Like, share, and subscribe to it. That's our YouTube channel.
Okay. I think I might have done it. If not, I will.
Okay.
Danny's got
Jeff
quite
King
a library.
You got Peter B. You got a lot of horror slam.
What are you bragging about me now?
What happened?
Hello. No, I said, what is he bragging about me this time?
Oh, Greg.
Me?
Yeah, what did you say?
There's quite an extensive library.
Yes, I do. And a lot of them, a couple of the matches are the ones of Cody. Of my buddy Cody.
Do you have a YouTube channel that you have matches on?
The likes on the YouTube that I save for my. I don't have a YouTube myself, but I subscribe to Steve Kenneth, which is. Does the announcing and video for CSW. So I just saved my favorite matches from under my history.
And this is Steve Kement, so our listeners can find this channel and enjoy some of these matches.
Okay, hold on. I will give you the right, so it's right. Let me go to YouTube for a minute.
Okay.
I'm glad I'm using my
house. Yeah, man, we always like to...
Huh?
Yeah, we love to let our listeners know where they can find fresh wrestling content they may not have seen.
Okay,
yep.
Let me get to it. Come on, YouTube. Thank you. Hold on. They can go to Articulator SK, which is Steve Kinzen's YouTube page. And there's a bunch of videos, like there's Steve Oz against Brayson James, Cypher's matches. Chris Miller versus Bew. There's a lot here. And not only is it CSW, but Steve does PWXs too. And like my library is like, my history for my library is like today I listened to an interview with Cody and Don Marenko. I got tons of wrestling on my history, but if I had to pick a singles match that I liked, it would be the one that I went and supported Cody and Woodstock against Chris Miller.
So do you think this will be the final battle between Chris Miller and Cody James this coming Saturday, or do you think they still have a lot of blood to spill before it's settled?
I'm hoping this one will be the last, but it's hard to say because Miller is a tricky son of a gun.
You can say it.
Okay, he's a tricky bastard. Sorry.
It's okay.
Hey, this is a Rated R Wrestling podcast.
Rated
Don't be
wrestling
sorry.
Podcast. That's what you do.
You call it how you see it.
Yeah.
Well, you
it.
Know, the show that I was at in Woodstock, it hit home because as Cody was going back, or Cody gives me a hug, I handed him his hat back. He's walking back. As soon as he turned around, he gets blasted with the steel chair.
Oh,
and
no.
People were telling me if I was any closer to Cody, I would have got hit too. But someone told me to stop at the corner, or stop at the corner of the ring. Don't go any further. And I saw Miller out of the corner of my eye, and I started to yell. I couldn't even get Chris's name out of my mouth. And all of a sudden, I hear that smack. And I'm like, you dirty.
Yeah, it'd be like that sometimes.
Yeah, that's how it is. When I was filming for Horseman, if you look at the Eric Ryan versus Slack match on the YouTube channel, I look at all that blood and all that stuff that's flying. I used to have to dodge all the stuff.
Ooh.
Light tubes, barbed wire, chairs, everything.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, okay. So be it that Cody is a better wrestler than Chris.
Okay.
But Cody also didn't, and I didn't know this, he's only been wrestling for a year and a half, going on 2 years now. I did not know that.
There's a lot of wrestlers that are like that, but they're great talent at Metro Glory.
Yeah, and...
Hey, anybody who's been around long enough will find out that, you know, there's nothing wrong with cheating. There's nothing wrong with being that tricky bastard sometimes. Sometimes that's who you gotta be.
Because if it happens this time, I swear I'm gonna punch Chris in the face.
Jesus Christ.
Man, Chris Miller might want to call in. You might want to call in sick.
I mean, he's putting me. He not only he put Cody's family in the middle of it. He put me in the middle of it, and I had nothing to do with it.
Have you been practicing your steel chair swing?
Right.
No, I think I'll just smack him.
You might want to work on that. You still got a couple days to work on your form. It's all about the form. I mean, you know, you can come at the 45-degree angle. You can come over the head. You can, you know, come straight baseball bat in the back with it, man, in the knee.
You can even give him a love
it's all about the form. Practice your form.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, I'm sorry. I mean, it's all because I have a good rapport with Cody that he thinks he's going to say and get in my face, so be it. If he gets in my face, I know it's not going to go over well. I think all he's been doing is trying to get me to be super afraid and not to come to the show Saturday, but guess what? I'm not afraid of that. I'm not afraid of Chris. And I'm not afraid of what he says. And I'll be there to support. And I'll be there to support Cody no matter what.
That's great to hear. That's always good to hear that you support.
You
got to
support your favorite, especially indies. They are. I mean, these guys need our support. Whether we're loving them or hating them, like, you know, I joke and I always say, fuck Nate Mattson, but I boo him because I respect him. And, you know, I got that cool story to tell. He spilled my tequila sunrise and my son's chicken strips, you know. It's just fun. But, you know, whether we're booing them or cheering them, they need our support.
Yeah, and that's
your local indie wrestler.
And
yeah,
that's it. You have to support him all the time.
Yeah, and see, like I said, I've known Cody, Chris, and Devin now for 8 months. I met them last December. With everything that went on with me, my buddy Chris was the one that, they both took time with me. Cody, Chris, and Devin, they all took their time with me. But I couldn't have got through anything if it wasn't for my buddy Chris Coyote, who is going this Saturday to Minneapolis to do a TV taping for a wrestling show that's going to be put on TV later.
Hi. And that's always good. The reason why he's go ahead. I'm sorry.
I couldn't have got to this point where I'm at now without the boys.
And that's the other beauty of it, because as much as we support our local indie wrestlers, they support us.
They do the same for us. Yep.
Yeah,
they do.
For them,
they do care about us. Even the guys we boo.
And if it wasn't for Chris talking to me, giving me an opportunity, along with Jimmy Smooth from Powerhouse Extreme, which my official first show working is September 20th for him. I couldn't have done it without Chris, Cody, Devin, and my new owner and promoter and my new boss. So I'm looking forward to start working for PWX.
Okay. Well, hopefully, congratulations on that. Hopefully, you have good luck there. And
yeah, that's awesome. There's a job in the works, man. Being involved is so much fun.
I got to share something on Chris's message really quick, if you don't mind.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay, hold on. I got to get out of the YouTube. Doop. Come on. My phone is slow. Come on. Let me see if I can. Okay. I told Chris about me starting to work in September with Jimmy, and this is what he put. He goes, "That's great to know, Gina. I manage Jimmy's shows for him, so I'll think of a special place that we can use your abilities the best." He goes, "I love having you in our community, and I'll definitely be at the next PWX show. You might be able to watch it, but I'm not but it's recorded the match ahead of time so they are, can be put on TV later. And then he's like, if something, he'll send it. You know, I love that boy. I don't know what I would do without him. You there?
Yeah, we're here. We're just listening to
yes.
you.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that means a lot.
No, it's always... It's
yeah,
always
it's actually Monday was my birthday, and the Dread King Logan sent me a special message, and it meant a lot to me, man, them little messages. Yeah, Diddy was actually with me when I got that message on Monday.
Yeah.
Mhm. And, you know, it's little things like Chris making me feel good, making me... I can't wait. I'm looking forward to be able to start working for Jimmy. And like Jimmy said, don't make you feel like you're a burden because you're not. He goes, if you don't feel right, come to me, come to Devin, go to Cody, go to Chris, go to somebody you trust. And I believe that now.
But, hey, guys.
Yep.
Hey, guys. There's
yeah.
another caller. It's not Ian. Ian hasn't called in yet, but Stacy has called in, and she want to know if she can come on and talk with Gina and you guys.
Oh, yeah. No, no doubt.
I'll bring you Stacy on now.
Well, welcome to the Radar Wrestling Podcast.
How are you guys?
How's it going? Welcome.
I'm good. Hey, Gina.
Yes, Stace. How are you, babe?
I'm okay. Are you saying that you're scared Chris Miller is going to, like, hurt you at the show this Saturday?
Well, you know how it's been with us.
He would never. And as I think anyone agrees with me, no wrestler, no one would ever let anyone get close to a fan to hurt them. That's a false statement. And that's really talking highly bad, not just about Chris Miller, CSW. It's actually, I don't even know what to say, but I listen to you and I never say anything. But you keep going on, like you have people you can trust. You can trust anyone there. Chris Miller plays a guy who hates everyone. It's his character. He don't even like me. It's just the way he is. He's not going to hurt you. I promise you. He wouldn't get 2 feet near you. I just want you to go to the show Saturday and have a good time with your friends and watch it, care for Cody, and have a great time. Do not worry about Chris Miller.
Okay.
I think you take it way overboard, and I try to listen to my shows, but even what they write back and forth, Cody's not innocent. He writes some bad stuff, too. It's wrestling. Like, wrestlers turn their backs on each other all the time. I mean, it's just how it is. Tomorrow, Cody could become a heel, and Chris Miller become a face, you know? Does anyone want to help me out here? Am I wrong? I mean, if I ran
really?
A bus, do you
I think you're absolutely
bus?
Right.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
I mean, at Warrior Wrestling, like even the small fed, they always have security. Or look at these wrestlers. Look at TJ Steele. Look at T-Boss that are going to be there. They're big guys. They are not going to let.
No, there is an exception. DBA will stab you.
Yeah, he'll stab you or give you the flaming elbow. famous flaming elbow.
You know, it's just, I'm trying to make the point of the world is so, it's such a scary place that the last thing anyone is intending to do is hurt a fan. And CSW is a very highly respected company. And Chris Miller, he's actually a very well-known wrestler. And he wrestles at a lot of places. And, yeah, I'm not going to joke. He's the biggest asshole you'll ever meet. He's not nice. But I know that if I owned a Fed, I'm going to make sure I have a security guard. And nothing would ever happen to my fans.
Well, that's how it's supposed to be. If you're in a promotion and their wrestlers are... And
I'm sorry, Gina, but from what I heard from Gina, I really like this Chris Miller guy. I like him more and more the more I hear about him.
I love him.
There's nothing better than a good dick in wrestling.
For him. Thank you. Thank you. No one likes him. I'm his only fan. I've been his fan since 2018.
Jesus. That's 2 years. Yeah, you said he was a wrestler for 2 years.
What?
You said he was a wrestler for 2 years, didn't you?
No, Cody's almost for 2 years.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, Gina, I didn't call to make you upset, but you're going to stand
well,
in
you know
Miller's
what, Stacey, like I said, you're going to go for Miller, so it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how...
I'm not even going to be there. I go for Miller wherever he's at, whoever he wrestles. It's how it goes. But I have listened to you constantly think that Chris Miller is physically going to harm you, and you keep repeating it, and
you know what?
To the point
everybody
out,
has everybody has their stuff.
Me. It's called respect. Let me talk first, and I will listen to you. It's called respect, and when you talk about Chris Miller thinking you're going to get hurt at a show, you are not only talking about Chris Miller, but you are talking about the Fed, CSW, and if you think I'm wrong, you contact T-Bot, you contact TJ, you contact Steve Aaron, you contact Cody Rhodes, contact Chris Miller. I already talked to Chris Miller. He knows to stay away from you. You're all good. I even went out of my way to make sure he's not going to do anything to you. It's a street fight. Trust me. It's a street fight. The last thing he's worried about is hurting you.
I love having heat with the guys, unless it's DBA, because, again, he will stab you, fan or otherwise. He punched John in the face, but he had it coming. But it's going to be a lot of fun on Saturday night, the street fight. Gina, I think, is just excited to see it, just excited, you know, all the emotion of it all, emotionally invested in the storyline. I mean, I don't think Gina would attend if she was truly scared for her own safety. I think that, you know, Gina just enjoying rolling with the story as it plays out. And it's cool to be a part of the story when, you know, the bad guy or the good guy, depending on where your loyalties lie, have, you know, something to say to you on a subject. I love it. I troll wrestlers all the time. That's literally what I do for recreation. That and talk about wrestling with you guys. That's what makes me happy.
That's what we do.
Gina and me have gone back and forth, right, Gina? With Cody and Chris, right? And it's fun.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a great storyline. It really is. And it's interesting. And it's going to be a fantastic show on Saturday. Unfortunately, I will not be there. But I do hope. But Gina has never seen a street fight. And I was trying to find a current one. So she could
Gina, wear the white shirt.
Bad.
You'll have the coolest souvenir ever.
Do it.
Wear it. Wear the white shirt.
I will.
The white shirt.
Well,
yes,
no,
wear the nice white shirt.
They told me not to wear my Stace. They told me not to wear my good CSW shirt. They told me
wear
that.
My stuff goes flying. I got hit by puzzle pieces. You name it. I've seen it all go flying.
No, I guess it's, well, I have an old shirt, so I'm not worried about my old shirt. They just told me not to wear my good CSW shirt.
Yeah. If I think I'm going to get a stain on it, I'm wearing my brightest, whitest shirt, and I will have the coolest story to tell at the end of it.
Yeah.
I'm getting an autograph on your shirt. They're signing it. Like, again, you know.
I think Peter B. Beautiful is the only guy that sells blood at the merch table.
Yeah.
I literally bought a bloody fork.
No, that's a lie. Madman Pondo does it. Madman Pondo does it. If you buy his book after his match, he'll make sure he grabs the dab of his blood off of his. No, yeah, he gets it off his head, off his thumb, and he gives you a thumbprint.
I mean, Gina.
Oh, man, all I got was a Batman drawing.
Hold on, Stace, I can't hear you. What, Stace?
I mean, Gina is a good person. She really is. Like, she defended Steve Arendt when Chris Miller got into the network and hit him with the cookie sheet, and he was bleeding everywhere. And I was laughing because I'm more of, like, the heel, like, friend. I can't stand these faces anymore. They complain. They complain too much. Even in we're talking wrestling, period.
Yeah. Wrestling fans are the worst complainers in the world.
All the time. I was saying that earlier.
Wrestling fans are never happy.
Listen, I was saying that earlier because earlier I was on the internet and I was reading a article like how wrestlers in AEW are getting wasted and WWE they're getting wasted. They're saying Cody's getting wasted in AEW and all this other stuff. I said, dude, just enjoy the freaking wrestling. Just enjoy the wrestling because wherever they go, they're gonna get wasted. If Cody goes back to WWE, he's gonna be Stardust. He's gonna be Stardust, and then next thing you know, Dustin's gonna follow him back to WWE if anything, and he'll be Goldust. Why would you want that to happen if Cody's doing his thing in AEW?
What is
Here's
the thing,
though. We're talking about it. Whether we're bitching or not, we're talking about it, and that's good news for whoever we're talking about.
What is Cody's gimmick for AEW?
What would you call that gimmick? I mean, almost
I don't know because
prodigal
I don't get
son.
AEW.
I don't know how you'd describe that gimmick. I don't know. He's a baby face, kind of... technical prodigal son type of character. I mean, it's no secret that he's, you know, part of the machine. It's funny you ask that because I never really thought about it. That gimmick is really hard to describe.
Yeah, and see, the thing is I don't get AEW, so I don't get to watch
it. Neither do I.
But I watch
it once in a while, but I only watch the highlights on AEW. Because I can't watch it on Wednesday.
I love Cody Rhodes and I love his brother. I always did, even when they were in WWE.
Yeah, they're great wrestlers. They're great talent. They just got way too much.
Drop a comment.
Huh?
Drop a comment on a video on the Deathmatch 313 podcast channel on YouTube, and Day-Day will drop you a link of where to catch these highlights. He watches Impact the same way. He has a source, you know, a YouTube channel that he gets highlights from that are pretty complete shows.
Okay, what did you tell me to go to again?
The Deathmatch 313 podcast.
Right now, my phone's going off the hook. I'm sorry.
The Deathmatch Wrestling Podcast 313 on YouTube.
Oh.
And what's the number again? Is it 303?
It's not. Yeah, 313.
Yes, 313. That's our area code in Detroit.
Okay, wait a minute. Say the number again. I'm sorry.
313.
Okay, got it. Okay, that I'll do.
All right, everybody, we're going to have to cut you guys.
Phone's on fire.
We're not cut you guys. We're on fire.
I know,
we're on
my
fire.
Phone's ringing like crazy.
Well, guys, our special guest is on the line. If you want to stay on the line, you guys can. You guys are more than welcome to stay and listen. But our special guest of the night is on the line. Ladies and gentlemen, returning to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast 313. He is in the K. What's going on, brother?
Do we have Ian?
Yeah, he was. He said he was on the line. Oh, there he goes. All right, everybody. Ian, what's
is that
going
you,
on,
Mr.
brother?
DeChette?
You? How you
Yo,
going?
Yo.
How's it going?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah, we can hear you now. What's going on, brother?
First off, I want to make a comment about Cody Rhodes. He's a racist piece of shit. I want to make a comment about Dustin. He's a piece of racist shit. And Dusty's a racist piece of shit. That's
God, I love Ian fucking DK.
And if anybody,
I love this fucking guy.
Got to take anything this man's got to say, take it with a pinch of salt, or you can't listen. You can't listen, but he's going to say what he says. He don't care. Welcome back.
How many times have you heard Tony Atlas say, I don't like Dusty? How many times, you know what I mean? Go to the old, why don't you like, because he used the N-word. You know, fuck that cowboy.
Fair enough.
Yep.
Shit. Oh, I'm a cowboy, blah, 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 but I live in Florida. Get the fuck out of here. But how you guys doing?
Oh, man, we can't complain. We're just happy to have you back on the show, brother.
I just had a tree fall in my house. I'm leaving for D.C. in about 2 hours for the protest. And then
okay.
I plan on kind of scooting up Midwest, maybe. There's talks. But,
yeah.
You know, today's worse. You know, I can tell them, I don't like telling stories about myself because I'm boring. But, like, as a kid, you know, like when you're watching wrestling, and you kind of, like, connect with somebody for some weird, odd reason. You connect with that wrestler, and you like those wrestlers because of some weird connection. Maybe they look like your dad or, you know, whatever. You know, maybe your crazy uncle, you know, whatever the connection is. Now, being a city boy growing up in a really rough, rough place, like, you know, I mean, just like Detroit. I mean, Detroit's wild, but that's a whole nother, that's Midwest wild. New York's like we don't even talk. Like up in Detroit, everybody talks too much. Like it's just like two different aspects. It's weird. But anyways, as a kid, man, I'm not gonna lie, I like PG-13, the tag team. You know, I'm like, holy shit, man, there's some white guys, man. Holy, and then you know, you find out it's Bill Dundee's kid, and then you find out he's Australian and blah blah. But still, they did a good job. I mean, I don't think that gimmick would get over so well nowadays. I mean, it was horrible. But as a kid, you're like, holy shit, man, he kind of has the same pants as me. You know,
yeah.
And you go and add the idiot Jamie Dundee, and he's got motherfucking rebel hand tattoos. How do you add
Yeah, he sure does.
Like, you can't even do the PG-13 gimmick anymore. Can he even walk? Like, when's the last time he even wrestled? Does anybody?
I can't remember.
I can't remember. His dad doesn't talk to him. The last time I talked to Bill Dundee, which was in Florida, maybe like 3 years ago, Bill Dundee said, I don't have anything to do with him. He's up in Kentucky or some bullshit. So then I post something on his page. He posted like, you know, like everybody's, you know, like all white guys are like, oh, the 17-year-old kid with the fucking gun's a hero. Motherfucker. The kid wanted to be a cop at 17. What's wrong with him? At 17, I wanted to be like a fucking porn star or something. Oh, I love rats. I do. You can look up what's the. I do have one of those weird sex pages, but you gotta look for it. You gotta look for it. But again, what is up with
all of these fucking racist rants. I'm sorry. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, you want to fucking play, like, say, oh, that's not, like, the dude got hit in the head with a fucking, if I got hit, went around and shot everybody that hit me with, like, a piece of garbage, I'd be fucking, like, the biggest right-wing person of all time, the Oklahoma bomber. He's an American patriot, right? Why don't these guys, you know what I mean? You see where I'm going with this? Like, everybody's like, oh, BML's terrorist. The biggest fucking terrorist of all time is a fucking white guy from upper New York who blew up Oklahoma. And then you got another fucking wacko on a fucking tent drinking off in the woods, setting bombs. Imagine, I'm just saying, just think of it, if certain movements took those type of things, man, it'd be fucking nuts. Oh my God, the courthouse burnt down. Who gives a fuck? It's made out of fucking marble. You know what I mean?
Jeez. Yeah.
But just build. How about Paul Lee, the guy that pretends to be Ric Flair? You guys know him?
Yeah.
Like, the same thing with him. Today, he's posting all kinds of racism. I'm a proud boy. How the fuck are you a proud boy when you have a small dick? Like, anybody that says, I'm a proud boy, has a small dick. Like, you're a proud boy. What does that mean? You're proud of what? That you fucking took a shit? You don't need diapers? What? But speaking of diapers, I did ask a question earlier. Many, many moons ago, I did have to change MM3's diaper. me and Rick were babysitting while Malcolm was at work. And when those kids were little, man, it was the best, man. Those kids were all over the place. All of them. It was great. But yeah, MM3, you know I love you. Even though he just recently added me on Facebook.
Uh-oh.
For some reason I couldn't use Ian Decay for my Facebook name, so I used it with a C, so I switched it to a K.
Yeah.
So I it's really D dot K dot. I don't even know what my wrestling name is. How's that sound?
How many
shows are going on? Let's talk about local wrestling up in Detroit, because I do pay attention. You guys got a lot of shit going on in 3 weeks.
Yes, we do. The Midwest is the best. We got coming up tomorrow night. Pro Wrestling All Stars tomorrow night. We got Play Atlantic in Carbondale.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. I've seen on the flyers, I'm seeing fucking good shit. XICW's got Rhino coming in.
Yep.
Yeah, MM3's
going to
kick
his
head off
Capital Virus
here next week.
MM3 versus Shalaka.
Slap.
I don't know.
Slap.
His name, I think of like the stuff you put on like wood or whatever, you know, shellac.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? I'm going to shellac that wood.
Yeah, shellac.
Make it nice and shiny.
Nice and shiny.
Shiny with blood.
Shellac that.
And I think that guy in the wheelchair has a show coming up that doesn't book me no more. What's that, Metro?
Who's that? Oh, Metro Pro Wrestling? On Saturday, tomorrow. Saturday. I'm going to be recording that show.
Dude, he booked me once and told me not to do hardcore.
Oh, no shit.
I know some guys.
I'm like, why would you
book me? We know some guys that are doing it.
So check this out, Ian. With Chuck Stein, I think he's up for a good fight. I think that would be a lot of fun.
What
Ian
about
Decay
Peter
B.
Beautiful? The queen of extreme would love to take that challenge, I'm pretty sure. Peter B. Beautiful.
But here's the thing, my friends. You know, I'm loud on the internet, but behind the scenes, I like to talk, you know. And for a long time, promoters have always, like, put punk guy versus punk guy, or queer guy versus queer guy, or, you know, whatever, black guy versus black guy. And instead of me fighting with my own kind, wouldn't it be better for me to, like, join up with, like, the Misfits of Detroit for once? Like, when I started wrestling in Detroit, I think the only punk rock guy was, at the time, was, what's his name there, Jason. Eddie or whatever. What the fuck? The big tall guy there from XYZW. He retired.
I'm not sure.
Eddie Venom?
Yeah,
Jay Adams? Eddie Venom?
Yeah, he had a mohawk at one point. I don't know how punk he is in real life or anything like that. I did no-show him once, so I never actually got to wrestle him, but whatever. I always liked him, but again, he was, you know, I mean, another punker that...
Eddie Venom has been known to come out of retirement and make, you know, one-off appearances and matches, man. That would be fun to see.
You know what what match I've always wanted? Always wanted in Detroit, and it's never happened. I begged for it for 20 years almost. Me and Nate.
Nate Matson?
Yeah, me and him have never wrestled. And I'm
yeah, fuck that guy. Beat his ass. This is the third time that guy has come up tonight. This is the third separate conversation Nate Matson's name has come up in.
Yeah, somebody called him or something.
Yeah, fuck that guy. That chicken and tequila spilling motherfucker.
Chicken and tequila spilling motherfucker.
No. Oh, seriously, think about it, man. What if me and Chuck tag? What if I manage Chuck? What if I throw beautiful Bobby in the mix with us as a complete kind of not? I hate the term oddity, but I am an oddity. You know, if it's
that's why I'd be excited to see you come through and hit a lot of these shows, man. Just the matchups are endless, man. All these matchups we've never seen, you know. And you being a big, you know, physical dude, man. I can go on and on. I mean, Drag King Logan, that would be a lot of fun.
You and MM3 going,
guys.
You and MM3.
Trey Jacobs, Ian Decay, and Trey Jacobs for the Extreme Intense Championship. I mean,
King Logan.
I worked Jimmy Jacobs way back. Way back.
Oh, Jimmy.
No, Dre Jacobs.
I'm talking about.
God, yes. Big fan. Like, see, I'm not one of these guys that go, oh, my. Fuck it. That, what's that other kid there? He's on TNA sometimes.
Oh,
Trey
McGowan.
He used to wrestle for X-Fight. Huh?
Congo Kong.
I think I love him.
Oh,
Oh, the skinny. I don't know if he's Arab. I don't know what his gimmick is.
Oh, Rohit Raju.
Yeah, there he is. I can't.
He's the new X Division champion.
He's new X Division champion. He just won it last Tuesday. Yeah, he just won it last Tuesday.
No shit.
Yep, former Midwest heavyweight champion. The Mad Dragon. I know him as Hakeem Zayn. The Mad Dragon. Impact.
I had him
fans know him as Rohit Raju.
This year. We had him on the show this year.
I think I'm lucky because, you know, being from New York, coming into Detroit, never really gotten into too much of the politics and all the bullshit. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like I said, man, I've only worked for a handful of feds up there, mostly XICW, ICW, and IWF, you know. And that's one thing a lot of guys got to remember, man. You don't have to work for every fucking promotion in Detroit. You know, there's tons of shit in Ohio. Call me, there's shit in New York going on, you know.
Yeah.
Well, since you accepted my friend request, I see we have a lot of mutual friends, and you definitely know around here, man. Briar Wellington, DBA, Rivera, Steven Rivera.
Who's Steven Rivera? Bubba. I don't know him.
Promoter for Pro Wrestling All Stars?
Yeah. I like Steven.
Yeah, I'm a mark. I'm easy to get like that.
But even just think about it, man. You guys got Indiana. You got Ohio. You know, right in the. You guys. And then if you think about it, you got Canada on top. Is the border open up there yet or no? Can you go to Canada right now from Detroit?
No, I don't know.
I mean, not since coronavirus, but we are. You're right. We're right in the heart of the Midwest. And I always give the guys from Ohio shit because we're from Michigan. But, man, Ohio's got a lot of talent coming up here all the time that we see regularly. A lot of guys from Indiana.
Like, the best guys in Ohio just got in trouble for sending dick pics all over the place. You know?
We got Percy Drew.
But no, as a fan of pro wrestling, just as a fan, I've been following Indie Detroit. God, probably I started getting the Torch, I think, in 89, somewhere in there. And that's how I started finding out about, you know, what's going on. And then I kept the Torch before the internet and shit. And I'm telling you, the talent that's out there, just looking at the rosters of Horror Slam and XICW, Jesus Christ, it's loaded. You know what I mean? It doesn't.
Yeah,
really looks different than it did 20 years. And I'm not knocking myself. What I'm saying is just the talent, the level, the athleticism. You know, and on top of it, there's good kids. You know what I mean? Yeah, there's always going to be an asshole in wrestling, but right now this seems like shit's kind of cool in Detroit, you know?
And we got a fresh generation for you to beat up out here.
Well, that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, we sure
do. A whole plethora of guys you have not beaten up yet.
You can get in the ring with MM3.
That was my job in Detroit for years. I got beat up by everybody. Bug.
Jesus Christ.
Matrix, fucking Rhino. I mean, all of Malcolm. What's that? Soul Taker?
Oh, shit. Soul Taker.
I think that was like my first or second match in Detroit with Soul Taker. My first match,
no,
I think it was either Andy Rat or whatever the fuck his name is.
Mustat?
Yeah, Andy Mustat. I wrestled him a bunch for a while for Malcolm Sr. Opening the shows, and then, like, we'd always get, like, run in on to set up, like, Rhino putting us through tape. It was great. You know?
He's an XICW Hall of Famer.
I was going to say that, yep.
I think WWE, should just get rid of it. I mean, of course he will be, and that's going to be awesome. But, man, just have, like, one Hall of Fame. You know what I mean? And it shouldn't be owned by a promoter. It should, like, kind of like the NFL or the Baseball Hall of Fame, two separate things away. You know what I mean? It has more to do.
Yeah.
It has more to do with the actual players voting and the coaches voting people in. You know what I mean? Jesus Christ, fucking Donald Trump's in the fucking Hall of Fame. Fuck.
I completely agree. The Hall of Fame should be chosen by your colleagues and the fans.
Years
should choose.
To be fair, I mean, wrestling has gone through some hard times. I mean, especially after, like, 2010. Man, wrestling was in a weird, weird spot. Now, you know, it's popping up. Yes, I'm not a fan of AEW, but whatever. It's there. It's something to watch. And I won't lie. I watched, like, the first 5 weeks of it, and then it just got too ridiculous for me, man.
Yeah, I agree.
You know,
I totally agree on that.
You know, I'm not shooting. You know what I mean? Brody's from Rochester or whatever the fuck he calls himself. Luke Harper. What's he call himself in there?
Brody Lee.
Brody Lee. He went back to Brody Lee. Which is a cool name. I like that name.
Yeah, for sure. I like the name. For sure.
But anyways, guys, I'm going to fly out.
He won the TNT title.
I got to take care of some stuff. I got this fucking tree, and I got a pack. I'm going to be in D.C. doing. You might see me on the news on top of the White House with my flag. You never know.
I'll be paying attention. But, hey, we'll keep in touch about you coming to the Midwest. We're going to keep you in the loop.
And most importantly, man, I want to thank you, man. I mean, a fucking tree dropped on your house. And, you know, you're here with us, and that means a lot to us, man. We've been really anticipating story time part two with the
Indie Kid. And we'll always love to have you back on anytime you want.
Oh, I think live would be a lot funner.
Yeah.
Bring some of that Northern
Lights. We should do that. We'll do a Zoom for sure also.
Oh, love it, guys. All right. Love you. Much peace. Love. Support your local
always. Love you. Much peace back, man. You did good.
Love you guys.
We love you too, Ian. Thank you, man.
Always. All right, guys. We got 10, 15 more minutes. That was Ian Decay. If you got any questions about Ian Decay, give us a call. Area code 646-668-8682. We're live. Oh, we got a caller. We're hot tonight. We're hot, hot like the fire. Electric, what's going on?
Topics.
You're live on the Rated R Wrestling Podcast with the Texan and the Greg the Mark. What's going on? Hello?
What up, Day-Day?
What
oh,
up,
my
Zeke?
God, I was
going to
say
on?
It's Zeke because he's real slow. I was just going to say, with a slow answer, that's got to be Zeke.
I was rolling.
Uh-oh.
Hey, bro.
What's going on, brother? How you doing?
I just called to tell Greg, fuck you.
Oh.
And
we
fuck
got
you,
heat.
Too, my
we
friend.
We got heat between Greg and Zeke, guys, because it's just going on.
Yeah.
See, I feel
that.
Like 2 months ago, Zeke was a lot quicker on his feet to get into position. And I got to say this. Zeke is the only ref at Pro Wrestling All-Stars that is always in the right position to, you know, see the shoulders and count the three. Doesn't mean he always does it, though, but he's always in position to.
I was in position to make that disqualification, though.
But you should have disqualified him, dude. That wasn't that should have been – you should have let that one go, dude. I agree with Grant.
That referee's a kid. He came out of nowhere.
Oh, man.
Well, I mean, somebody had to do the job.
Was,
you were taking a fucking nap. You were taking a fucking nap in the corner.
Who was the referee signed up for that match?
But
the referee signed for the match
sleeping.
Was sleeping in the fucking
and
corner.
Who was sleeping. Who did the champion hit before the faulty ass three count happened by that kid referee?
Yeah,
was
but you should, you know what?
There.
You should be used to getting hit, man. Because
then,
I don't know what it is.
They wanted,
everybody
they
likes
wanted,
I don't know if he was stoned or what it was.
Yeah.
He's sleeping in the corner. Missed
he
the
was
power because he's sleeping.
They should have woke me up. They should have woke me up if they wanted a three count to count, not have some kid referee come out like he wasn't even sanctioned for that match. Are you serious?
If you feel that way, you should have let the match go back on. You should have restarted the match, and instead of disqualifying them, you should have restarted the match.
Well,
you
know what
like
they're
gonna
do? They're gonna restart it September 4th at Play Atlantis.
And tell
and
me
I
you're not gonna be the
two out of three falls. It's a 2 out of 3 falls, so there will be a winner.
So is
you
a disqualification a clean fall?
Any word on
who's officiating that contest?
I would love to do it again, and I would love to make it right for you guys. Like it wasn't.
I would love for Peter to punch you in the face again.
Hey, if not, we're gonna get Greg to get you, dude. We're gonna send Greg on you.
If I can't make it right, Greg can get me. 10 chops.
No.
10 chops.
He can give me 10 brownies. It costs you 10 brownies.
I don't think you'll be alive after 10 brownies, bro.
I'm willing to take five.
I want 5.
You guys to be able to keep doing this show because it's great and hot, you know, so.
We appreciate it.
How about this dive that Zeke did to the outside?
Yeah,
Pro Wrestling All-Stars on Friday at the Knights Columbus.
How was
yep,
it,
Yup, he got that on YouTube or on his Facebook.
Yeah, go watch on Rated R Wrestling Podcast YouTube channel.
Yeah, I was mad at him and I was motherfucking him, but I popped for the dive.
There you go. Yes, sir.
And then the Hyon got up and dived on all of us.
Man, mm-hmm. He did. He tried to one-up you, man. The guru.
He sure did. What was that about?
I don't know, man.
Well, you know, Devin tried
to
one-up Zeke and count the three for Capital Vices. So Zeke had to one-up Devin and do the dive, you know, as well. And then Guru, not to be outdone, come with a dive of his own.
Yep.
You never know what you're
going to
miss.
The stoner dive.
I tell you what, that environment at Pro Wrestling All-Stars was a hell of a time, man. So much fun. You know, mingle with your favorite wrestler. My friends are everywhere.
Them past two pro wrestling all-star shows made me proud to do what I do because the fans and everything been straight fire.
Absolutely. And I expect nothing less tomorrow night at the Knights of Columbus.
Yes, sir. We will be there. No, that's when I play Atlantis. Knights of Columbus is on September 11th.
There's only
one play Atlantis.
Oh, brother.
Yeah, tomorrow Atlantis in the bus.
I will not
be there Saturday.
I will not be in Michigan this weekend.
No shit.
Oh. I'll be at Kalahari having a good time.
Oh, man.
Having a good time.
Yeah,
well,
my Metro Pro debut is getting postponed because me and my homeboys are going to celebrate a birthday up in Kalahari.
All right, well, have fun, brother, and have your fun.
Well, you have fun, man, and be safe,
brother. I'll return September 4th, play Atlantis.
Be here so I can cuss at you, please.
So Zeke, when are you going
to
get...
I have to get that.
When are you gonna get shirts like for each promotion that you work for?
Rivera told me where to get patches. They already got his logo.
Nice.
Yeah, you need to get them, man.
SICW is the only
dope
referees I've seen that have that. The logo just for the promotion.
Hey, shout out to me doing. I'm already 64 matches during the pandemic.
Nice.
Just during this pandemic.
Yes, sir.
You're the
pandemic.
Iron Man of indie wrestling referee.
The only person that's probably got as much matches as me is the WWE guys.
Yep.
And the AEW.
That would be fair to say. I mean, Zeke is it's very common to see Zeke when you attend a local event, whether he's working or helping out or, you know, enjoying as a spectator.
Or just hanging out. Even if he's just hanging out.
Just smoking.
I try not to show up unless I'm working lately.
Well, if you ain't working, we'll be smoking. So just keep that in mind.
I'm smoking right now, guys.
Next two
of us. I told you I was rolling up. That's why I didn't hear you guys say hello.
I was late.
I'm a little late myself this evening. It's one of them days,
how
man. Ian Decay had a house
about
ball.
September 13th, Rhino's return to Horseland.
Yup, I can't wait for that. Hopefully we get an interview with them live.
The man
it might be your last chance to see him before MM3 murders his ass at XICW.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Are you predicting that? Is that your prediction, Mr. Mark?
Absolutely. The best on the fucking planet. Off with his head. Rhino cannot match the speed.
Head.
Off with his fucking head.
The best on the planet. I didn't know Sammy Guevara's fighting.
Whoa.
Sammy
Zeke,
Guevara
Zeke, I don't, Sammy
doesn't
Guevara,
want any
really?
Piece of MM3.
That's
why Sammy Guevara ain't been through the Midwest.
He don't want
Sammy
no smoke with MM3.
Fire.
He don't want no smoke with MM3 at all.
I think them two would create a classic.
Yeah, they
sure
really could. But Zeke, shame on you, man. Trust the process.
Right. Process.
Trust
the Spanish guy
process
is the reason why I watch wrestling.
But Greg, can I put a little history on you? You got to think about it also that Rhino did beat a young DBA for that same championship. Will his son see the same fate? I don't know, dude. A Gorb
so watch
come
the film, man.
A
young MM3 and a young DBA, there's no comparison. DBA is a timeless superstar, absolutely. But as things do, they have evolved. The Monroes have evolved. MM3 is the best on the planet. He's better than his dad is now. His dad is better now than he's ever been. And MM3 is definitely better at this point in his career than a young DBA was, 20 years ago. I mean, You know, set the fantasy matchup, make your creator super
nice. That's what we're talking about this, Blake. That's what we're talking about this. What do you think about, because, I mean, I have a different opinion, and we've talked about this for about a good week and a half, or a good week since we talked about this, is that LAX versus the Monroes. We were talking about
this. Oh, my God, with this shit again. With this shit again.
Don't start, man. I'm just fucking talking about it.
Can have a good match with anybody.
No, but what I'm saying is, who do you think would win, LAX or the Monroes?
Fans bring the weapons.
Fans bring the weapons match.
DBA would stab somebody.
Yes, DBA and MM3, fans bring the weapons.
Listen,
I don't give a fuck who you bring. They're getting hurt.
Listen, listen, fuck that. Fuck that. Homicide will fucking grab that mask, fill it with bleach, and fucking choke somebody out, damn it, with some barbed wire while he got that mask on their face with that bleach in the fucking mask. Just like he did my boy Slag. But come on, you gotta think about
that. Is to soak DBA's elbow pad in bleach so he don't catch that flaming elbow. But it doesn't matter what you bring, DBA is stabbing your boy with it. He's stabbing your boy's boy, and the Monroes prevail.
Man, whatever, dude.
Cutting
whatever. I'm trying to say, you got
Homicide or
Superman,
Brandon,
and they're former tag team champions everywhere, and Homicide is more dangerous than ever. Homicide is more dangerous than ever.
More dangerous than DBA?
Greg,
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying more than DBA. I'll never say that, but I'm just saying.
Tell him about Malcolm III. He would wrestle circles around Homicide or Hernandez.
Top five. So who do you got, Zeke?
I got the Monroes all day, because MM3. He will wrestle circles around both of them.
Me and Zeke are good now, just so you know. Me and Zeke are good now.
I think he'll wrestle circles around, especially Hernandez. Like, are you serious? Like, how would they get him? How would they be able to grab him?
And that's the thing. I mean, fans bring the weapons. He's a big tree to drop, but fans bring the weapons. DBA will drop that tree. MM3 will drop that tree. Homicide is crazy. DBA is crazier.
DBA.
All
that needs to happen is Supermax needs to get MM3, get him in the cross. It'll be done. DBA be in that mask, or even vice versa. MM3 being that man getting choked out.
Maybe if LAX had Eddie Kingston, then maybe, because they would need that other person.
Maybe.
Either way.
The Monroes might have Johnny Delicious out there. You never know.
And, I mean, the only chance is if MM3 slips and falls in a pile of tacks.
And even
if MM3 slips out of Lego and falls in some tacks, LAX has a chance.
I still don't think LAX has a chance. Because that's just an
agree
that much more hungry.
We won't sing it. We will bring it.
Peter B. definitely punched some sense into Zeke.
Michigan Monroes all day.
All day. And twice on Sunday.
Yep.
Well, we will see. Because we're gonna try and see what happens.
July. DBA wants the match in July for his 20-year wrestling anniversary. Or 25-year, wrestling anniversary.
So
silver anniversary
of
the DBA.
I'm going to try to get a hold of Hernandez. Hernandez, if you're listening, we're going to set up a Zoom this weekend, and we're going to try to set up everything. We're going to try to set everything going.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I might have to have seats a little further from front row for that one.
Here,
I might have a little
seat
with Hernandez.
You know we're getting front row on that. You know we're getting front row on that. For sure. That's a first. The Radio on Wrestling Podcast, we get front row.
Absolutely.
We want front row.
I make sure I get front row so Zeke can hear my mouth.
Yeah, so Zeke can hear your freaking mouth. Zeke, you need to clean your ears with that wax and listen.
I hear his mouth even if he's not in front row.
Oh.
You guys.
Oh, I make sure.
He makes sure.
I make damn sure of it.
Gets it.
Absolutely.
Like I said,
actually,
I
when Zeke did the dive, man, I was coming out of the basement with a drink.
Yeah, and he's like, fuck you, Zeke. And I was like, oh, there's Greg.
Jesus Christ. Man, we were, dude, I was drinking on a Corona, dude. I was, man, we were having fun. We were chilling with Briar and everything. Did you stay for after or no?
Which one? At the
Knights of Columbus. Knights of Columbus.
Hell yeah, we were there. You didn't see my pictures with Chinstrap and Jeremiah.
No,
I didn't.
Okay,
like, I had the kids with me and the wife. We kind of split pretty quick after the show.
Man,
yeah,
I was already.
We did that.
I was already
midnight.
Drunk.
Yeah, we.
I
did
was already
about
drunk
midnight.
As fuck.
Yeah, fuck them kids. 2 weeks in a row, man. Bringing the kids. I could have had a much more eventful evening without children. Indeed.
But.
Yeah. For
everybody,
sure, dude.
Every listeners, y'all got to come out to the show sometime.
Yes, definitely, definitely. My test is going to make his way September the 5th. Or September the 6th, I'm sorry.
Oh, so
I'll
actually, I have my date mixed up.
September 4th, play Atlantis.
Yep, September the 4th,
so
play Atlantis.
Rhino may not
out.
Make it to Horror Slam.
Oh, yeah, him and three. The process might get home first.
He's got to survive the process, and I don't know.
Well,
does that mean whoever he's facing at Horror Slam has an advantage, or is he going to be that much more angry to take it out on somebody after what him and three does to him?
And see, that's all going to depend on the process. How much of Rhino is MM3 gonna leave behind for the fans at Horror Slam?
Well,
I know the Midwest Heavyweight Champion, it's not gonna be very much.
Well, guys, listen, we gotta cut it because next is the Gorilla Position right here on Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash with Steve Aarons and the Macho Ghost. I'm sorry, but we were supposed to be done 3 minutes ago, but this is the Rated R Wrestling Podcast 313. With the Southwest Section Day-Day Cruz and Greg DeMarc. Good night, brother. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll see you next week.
Out.
Wrestling podcast, non-stop action, interested, we got that, the Southwest Texan, Day-Day Cruz, Greg, DeMarc, and Martez, they them dudes, welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast, non-stop action, interested, we got that, the Southwest Texan, Day-Day Cruz, Greg, DeMarc, and Martez, they them dudes,
yo, it's your boy, Day-Day Cruz, I'm out here making moves, how the hell can I lose when I'm the one that made the rules, all I see is the money, you can call this pay-per-view, the Rated R Wrestling Podcast, it's what we do. Let me introduce Greg, DeMarc, and Martez L. I run with winners, homie, I can't fail. You say you undefeated in a match, we gon' see. Open Talk Radio, The Flash, 313. From WWE to NXT. All elite wrestling, we discuss these. We just trying to make a positive impact. We putting over every single wrestler who